And I believe next up, we're going to bring in Mr. Kavanaugh. Welcome back.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Isn't it customary to, as a point of order, to have proponents of the bill speak before opponents?
We've always had the sponsor and then the department.
Well, he's an opponent. I prefer to listen to proponents first, but whatever you choose. Thank you.
I'd like the department to speak to the amendment.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
So having just heard the amendment, if it's okay, I'd like to just read my testimony. The majority of it is still relevant, and then I could address the amendment at the end of the testimony.
Thank you. Okay.
Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, members of the committee. I'm Brian Kavanaugh. I'm the director for the Bureau of Water Quality at the Department of Environmental Protection, and I'm speaking in opposition to LD 1875. While the department agrees with the overall intent of this bill, that is to provide appropriate treatment of landfill leachate for PFAS substances, we believe it is not currently the right approach for several reasons. The bill requires the department to adopt rules that would specify treatment technology requirements and allowable concentrations of PFAS substances in leachate to be applied at state-owned landfills, and treatment technology requirements and allowable concentrations for treated effluent and residual sludge to be applied at a wastewater treatment plant. Establishing these requirements via department rulemaking would be a very significant undertaking. It would involve researching multiple technologies and how they might be applied for pretreatment at state-owned landfills and for effluent at wastewater treatment plants. The department does not have the capacity to do this work with existing resources. This type of standards development is exactly the type of work that the Environmental Protection Agency has historically done for a wide variety of pollutants and is currently doing for PFAS. The EPA has stated in their PFAS Strategic Roadmap Commitments to Actions 2021 through 2024 that they are developing and researching the potential for effluent limitation guidelines to limit pollutants from certain sources. They are currently conducting detailed studies on facilities, including landfills, where EPA has preliminary data on PFAS discharges. EPA expects these studies to be complete by the fall of 2022 to inform decision-making about potential future rulemaking by the end of 2022. In addition, EPA has committed to publish final recommended ambient water quality criteria for PFAS. Criteria to protect aquatic life are scheduled for the winter of 2022, and criteria to protect human health are scheduled for the fall of 2024. Once published by EPA, the department is committed to adopt these criteria into our toxics rule, Chapter 584, as quickly as possible, and then establish PFAS limits for licensed discharges as soon as possible thereafter. This will affect all licensed wastewater discharges likely to discharge PFAS, not just those treating landfill leachate. While the above timeline would likely result in license limits being established sometime beyond the compliance date of July 1st, 2025, proposed in the bill, using EPA standards has several advantages. It would eliminate any duplication of effort between the state and EPA. It would base the standards on the same methodology used by EPA for other pollutants, and it would eliminate the risk that Maine might develop a standard less stringent than what EPA might develop. In addition, it would allow the department to focus on the important work that is necessary to prepare to implement EPA's ambient criteria once they are promulgated by EPA. This involves conducting ambient sampling to acquire background levels of PFAS in Maine's waters, developing a program to acquire PFAS effluent data from all wastewater discharges likely to discharge PFAS, and analyzing and managing this data so we are ready to develop discharge limits as quickly as possible. In addition to the above, the department notes that the hard deadline of July 1st, 2025 could have unintended and potentially significant consequences. If for whatever reason, the state-owned landfills were not able to provide the required treatment, and if there were not wastewater treatment plants that could provide the required treatment. There would be nowhere in Maine where leachate from state-owned landfills could be legally disposed of. It is worth noting that currently there are no wastewater treatment plants in Maine that have advanced treatment for PFAS. There is one district facility that is under design and may be operational by 2023. I'll note there's a typo in my written testimony. That date was 2024 in the written testimony. It should be 2023. The department is not aware of any other wastewater treatment plants that are currently designing for PFAS treatment. Further, a timeline of approximately 3 years for the department to conduct the necessary research and complete rulemaking, and then for the landfills or wastewater treatment plants to fund, design, and construct the PFAS treatment facility seems tight. In summary, the department supports the goal of this bill to ensure appropriate treatment for leachate as soon as possible. However, we believe this will be best accomplished by implementing EPA standards in a timely manner rather than conducting the very labor-intensive and redundant work of developing standards that are unique to Maine. Be happy to answer any questions now or at the work session. Thank you.